It's because you're going through a hard time. Angel, talk about that, please.
Oh, absolutely. He has not left us. You know, the furthest he can be from us is our arm's length, because we're the only one who can push him away. And we do, because I think in our humanness, we want to kind of sit on the throne of our lives. You know, we want to make the decisions. We think we have the power. And it's a lie that we believe, because it's not about our power, our strength. It's tapping into his infinite wisdom, first of all. He can see a situation from the beginning to the end, where we're getting little pieces of what's really happening around us. And, you know, we believe that it's our power, our control, and it's not. It's not anything to do about that. It's about us surrendering and trusting in him.
Why is it we get to thinking it's about us? I mean, that we can fix this, whatever this is.
Well, I think a lot of it's our culture. I mean, especially, you know, we live in this, you know, we call it the, you know, Western lifestyle, the independent lifestyle. We believe we're independent, and we need to be interdependent with God.
Right.
You know, it's not independence. It's all about me. We weren't created for that. We were created to be interdependent with God and others.
And dependent on him.
Absolutely.
Because I'm going back to Nahum 1:7 again. The Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble, which means there's going to be days of trouble. But he's your stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows all those who put their trust in him. Many, many years ago, long time ago, my kids were very, very small. We had a singing group that traveled around a kind of a tri-state area in Indiana on Sunday afternoons, and we would have services on Sunday evenings. We cut an album. The name of the group was The Trust Company. And Angel, I know you are one of that has laughed at my picture on the back of that, you know, with my afro hair sticking straight out and all that hairstyle I had at the time. But it was a wonderful time for a couple years of doing, or two or three years of doing what we did. But from that concept of a trust company is back with me again now. And God said to me very early this morning, I wrote it down in my journal. He said that he is raising up a trust company, a company of believers that will say, I trust you. I trust you, God, no matter what I'm going through. I'm going to be a part of the trust company, not a singing group or whatever you want to call that we were back in those days, but a company of believers that really put trust in God. We've got it on our money in the United States. In God we trust. And I love that, and I hope it never goes off of there. In God we trust. But we need to be, Megan, a company of believers that trust no matter what we're going through. Meg?
Yes, ma'am, you're right on. We do. We need to relinquish our control over our own lives or our control over other people. Because I'll tell you what, no matter what your agenda is, God's agenda is going to come to pass no matter what you do. And it will.
Yeah,
and
it will
catch your attention.
It will get your attention.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, I know, and if you don't know about Christianity and you're listening, is I understand that it's hard to believe in something that you cannot see. But when you start going to church and you start learning about the Bible, is that the Lord is very much real. It's all written in history in the Bible. All of his miraculous works, all of the things that he has done, all of the things that he just created, that we get to look at every single day. And we get to look at other beautiful human beings. And it's very easy to say, oh, yeah, I just trust in him. But you have to do it. You got to let go of your own mindset. You got to let go of that. You think that this is what you're going to get done, because I'm here to tell you, I'm only 38 years old, but I'm telling you right now, the Lord's plan for your life will come to pass. And you're either right there next to the conductor, or you're in the back of the train flopping around like a fish out of water, that you're out of control. And no one is to be in that position. God wants you up there beside him. You're a team. You're not just somebody, you know, on a trip down a railroad track or on another person on an airplane. You have a one-on-one relationship with God, and he is that amazing that there's that many of us, and he's that personal with us.
Oh, amen.
And there's no purer love. There's no purer relationship that you can form than with him.
Amen.
Because he knew you in your mother's womb.
Yes.
Before anyone even knew you were coming into existence.
Right.
So that right there should tell you that he knows you better than you know yourself.
Amen.
And he knows what's best for you,
Woo.
Not you.
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to talk more about this in our second hour. This first hour has flown by. We are celebrating today the 18th anniversary of Beacon of Hope Ministries. Began in my living room September 29th of 2001, just a couple weeks after 9/11 happened. And 25 of us began that ministry 18 years ago today. And we're celebrating the goodness of the Lord. We welcome you to use our prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com. I'm going to give that to you again. Get a pen, write it down. Prayers@BOHM. That stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. BOHMglobal.com. It's global because it is. That's why. So there are people that send prayer requests from other countries. Prayers@BOHMglobal.com. You write it down. Use it. It's an email prayer line. Megan's mother, Betty, and my associate pastor, Jim, and Shell, one of them will pick up your request and send out a prayer to the prayer team. If you want to be on the prayer team, no obligation whatsoever. Just write a note to prayers@bohmglobal.com and say, I want to be on the prayer team, and you'll be on the prayer team. And it's a matter of giving your email address, and that's how you qualify. So Wednesday nights, what's going on, Angel, at Beacon of Hope at 6:30 every Wednesday night?
Oh, that's Bible study, and it's interactive, and it's been wonderful. It's been you, Pastor Jim, and me, and we're just taking the book of Ephesians from three different perspectives about our walk in, and with, you know, who we are, how we walk, and our authority in Christ, and it's just been life-changing.
Sit, walk, stand. You're doing the sit part.
I'm doing the sit, rock, yep, and Pastor Jim's doing the walk, and you're doing the stand part, and, you know, and we need all those parts because that's what makes us strong in our faith, and I've really been enjoying it. And
I'm loving it. It's just great. We're taking the book of Ephesians, six chapters. Start reading it, and we hope you can join us on Wednesday nights. We actually start prayer meeting at 5:45. Bible study at 6:30. We're out of there usually by about 10 to 8 on Wednesday night. Beacon of Hope at our address, 2058 Weaver Park Drive. We hope you can join us sometime soon.
Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
I think I didn't get that clicked on in time to hear. AM 1340, AM 1350, AM 1400, FM 106.1, FM 104.3, and we now are on YouTube, which I started earlier. If some of you watching live right now, you'll see Dr. Angel in the studio. I'm in the control room because I run all the controls because I like to be in control, right, Dr. Angel? That's what you tell me all the time.
Yes, I do.
All right, so I'm in the control room. You can't see me, but I am here. And so we love having our listeners. Megan, you and your mama, and actually your daddy too, came occasionally, but usually, most of it was you and your mom, were part of my ministry, the church that I pastored in Indiana, Cornerstone Ministries. Clear back from the time you were about 9 years old. Do you remember being there?
I do.
I think there was a prophetic word given to you once, right?
There was, and you know, I just moved recently, and I had been looking for that thing. It was written on a yellow piece of paper, like that notebook size paper.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find it. And I thought, well, Lord, where is that? And he said, Megan, you don't need to find that piece of paper. You know what it is. And I was like, okay, Lord. All right. I know. Okay. So I gave up looking for it. Well, when we were moving, I found it.
Praise
and
God.
It was out of the clear blue sky.
Woo.
You know? And it was that prophetic word was that I would be ministering to thousands of people, and I would bring many to the Lord.
Hmm.
And I'll tell you what, that is so true, because I work for a company that I deliver groceries to people.
Yeah.
And I get to be around all kinds of people all day long. But I'll tell you what, I wanted to minister to people with this job. And the greatest thing that I wanted to do was that I wanted to pray right in the middle of the grocery store when I'm shopping. Well, I've been doing this job for 2 years now. Just last week, I prayed for somebody right in the middle of the store.
There you go.
And
praise God.
I didn't care who was around.
Mm.
And we just bowed our head and went at it right there. And I thought, you know, praise you, Jesus, that you let me see that in a vision before it ever happened.
Praise
and it's
God.
And come to pass.
Praise God.
And it's a blessing. It is absolutely a blessing to be the light for the Lord and to walk around and just love on people. All the time, you know.
Yeah.
Just one kind word can change someone's day.
It can.
And anyway, I didn't mean to get wordy. I know you got to play the thing.
I did. I kind of talked it.
So it's just asking me a question. I must have missed it.
Oh, that's all right. No problem at all. But you know, we experienced the prophetic word very strongly today at Beacon of Hope through the ministry of Apostle Rebecca and Bishop George, and it's just amazing when God gives you a personal word, is it not, Dr. Angel? You want to talk about that and how it changes your life and impacts your life?
Oh my gosh, yeah. First of all, it's completely amazing.
And first of all, you got one too.
Yes. What makes it even more amazing is when he uses somebody who doesn't know you and gives them intimate details about your prayers or things going on in your life that you don't share with other people, because then you know that you know where that's coming from God. And then he hears you and he's, you know, he's still there. And, you know, because sometimes it can get exhausting praying for the same things over and over. And it takes, you know, God's timing is his perfect timing. And our timing is always now, like we want it now. And, you know, that's not how God usually works. He gives things when it's his perfect timing. And so it can get a little exhausting. Sometimes you feel like, you know, is God really hearing me? Is something really going to happen? Is there really going to be a move in this situation? And then they hear, yeah, there's going to be a move. And this is where this move is happening. It's like, blows you away. Like, literally blows you away.
Yeah, it was amazing to sit there and listen to that and know that that was coming directly from the Lord to you and that your practice is about to explode in all directions, which it has been. You've been adding new clients every week. And we just praise God and thank God for that. And there was also a word about expanding our borders there where we are and outgrowing our space. And Megan, I wish you could have seen it today. It was such a blessing.
I wish I could have too.
It really was wild, wasn't it, Angel?
It was very wild.
Yeah.
It was
really
very wild.
That's having church.
That's
just
having
like
church.
Said,
oh, we were having church.
Having church.
In fact, Megan, we started with that song you put on the video, Take Me Back. You know, the one about church by, we started with that song.
So, love that song.
Yeah, it's really good. And so with all that said, God is so good. And the theme is celebrating the goodness of the Lord. And there's so often we feel like we are alone in this world, that there is nobody there for us. And we forget that God has never left us or forsaken us. In fact, the most frequent promise in the Word of God is, I will never leave you, or I am with you always. One of that format or the other, it's still the same concept. And it is the most frequent promise in the Word of God. In fact, some Bible scholar has said that promise is in the Bible 365 times, which says one for every day, right? I'm never going to leave you. I'm with you always. And, you know, as we start this second hour, we're talking about the goodness of God. And one of the things we want to talk about is that he never leaves us. He never walks away from us, whether we've had a bad day or not. He doesn't leave us. He has a plan for our life. He has a plan for our day. You want to address that, Angel?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, God, he's purposeful. And that's, I think that's why I love that word so much, because God works in a purposeful thing, and what he's doing in us and where he's moving us, it's all purposeful. And
yes,
it's to help prepare us for the next step and the next place of ministry or the next thing that he has for us. And so instead of feeling like we're so victimized because we had a bad day or this person was mean or this didn't go our way, you know, we need to have compassion. First of all, people are hurting and life is hard for a lot of people. And second of all, trust him. He's got a purpose. So the question should be, okay, Lord, what do I need to learn through this?
Yes.
Or, you know, strengthen me or empower me to get through this. Or, you know that you're going through tough things with a purpose behind it. Like, to me, that just, it makes it, I mean, we're going to all go through tough times. To me, it kind of validates it more.
It
like,
validates
it's not
it, yes.
Just, I'm suffering for the sake of having pain. I'm suffering because God's got, he's moving something in a plan and he's preparing
yes.
me.
Yes. Address that, Megan, before we go to the song.
Well, that's where, you know, we want to place blame somewhere. You know, God's, what's he doing to me now? Why are you doing
yes.
this?
Yes.
You know, we got to blame somebody. Well, start by blaming the devil and rebuking him off of
that's
the situation.
Right. Amen.
And, you know, you don't have to constantly, and I'm just being honest, you don't have to constantly be on your hands and knees in prayer.
No.
Get up in the morning and, God, thank you for waking me up again. What are we doing today? Well,
amen.
You know what? I'm going to praise you with a song. I'm going to turn music on.
Woo!
And, you know, when you praise him, you're glorifying his name.
Mm-hmm.
He comes to you in that moment and he's with you there.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
And so, you know, if you're feeling down or you're feeling like that, you know, that the situation is just so dire that, you know, there's just nowhere to go, turn mm-hmm. on a praise song.
Amen.
Change your mindset. And, you know, become a person of gratitude.
Yes.
You know, even
yes.
though that the situation is tough, become grateful for that process, because that process is molding you from a rock into a diamond.
Yes.
Woo! I am not alone.
Standing in the fire. strength, you're my defender. You're my refuge in the storm. Through these trials, you've always been faithful.
Love that song. You're not alone, dear listener. No matter what's going on in your life right now, God is wanting to make something good out of it. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good." There's that word again, for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3. Couple verses here that just been on my heart today, 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. I'm in the Message Bible and it says this: trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do and everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God, run from evil. This is talking about trusting that God knows what's best for you. Angel, you were talking about that a moment ago. Megan, I want you to comment on all this, because so often we are so overwhelmed by our circumstances that we start assigning blame. And one of you been, I think you both been talking about that, that it's so easy to say, well, oh, I messed up, I caused all this, or you know, blame somebody else in your life, or blame whatever. Blame God. A lot of people blame God. So talk, Megan, please.
They do. They blame God that, oh, well, I did that when I was a teenager, so I'm accepting my punishment. No, that's incorrect. That's not the life that God wants us to live. Yeah, the times here are not good. The times here, we are in the end times, and it's just, I'm just going to tell you, it's going to get weirder. And that's where, you know, now, not tomorrow, not in a couple of years, you need to realize that the one thing you can trust in, the one thing that's going to give you hope and give you peace every day, is to create and have a relationship with your Father. And it's a relationship that you have to work on. It's a relationship that you need to strengthen. It's not his side, it's our side. Because us little humans, we are weak individuals, and we can be enticed by the devil so easily. We get in these pitfalls, and it's like we don't know what to do with ourselves. And, you know, if you're a Christian, if you believe in the Lord, you know. And that's why this radio show is on the air, is to prove to you through, you know, all of the different people that have been on the air, that through our testimonies, that's to give you encouragement, mm-hmm. that we went through a trial and right. we came out victorious.
Amen.
And, you know, some trials last a few days, some last a few years. But you know what? We learn to hang on, because the only hope that we have to hang on to is him. And there's nothing here on this earth, I'm going to tell you, there's nothing here on this earth that's going to fill that void. No other person is going to do that. It's only going to be God. Only going to be God.
You're so right. And so often we do think a new boyfriend or a new this or a new job or whatever can change our circumstances, and that we don't have to have God, because we got this, we got that going on in our lives. You want to address any of that, Angel?
Sure. And we do. I think when we go through this life, I think there's some weird expectation that everything should always be happy and we should always feel these great feelings. And it's a false expectation. And I think we're seeing it more and more happening. You know, we've talked about this, but, you know, as people are looking more on, you know, social media and things like that, and they just think everyone's lives are always so wonderful and so good that they have this false sense that, oh my gosh, I'm lonely, or my marriage isn't good, or my kids are struggling, or my job, I might lose my job, or we can't pay the mortgage. And then it's, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with my life? Why this other person isn't great, you know, a good person, but look, they just bought a new boat, or they, you know, got a fancy house, or they're on a great vacation. And we start measuring this valueness of what's wrong with me because I'm not where they are. And we don't realize this. First of all, most people perception on those things is they're lying, they're giving false impression, and people aren't putting their truth. So we see only their good stuff really going on. And a lot of times it's an inflated good stuff. And then we're measuring and feeling less than about us. And then we wonder, well, why God, where are you, or what's going on, instead of just trusting in him.
But it goes back to the root of that. I love everything you just said, but it goes back to the fact that if we don't think God is good and operating in our best interest, and if we really don't believe Romans 8:28, that says, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. If we don't believe that, we are going to constantly be looking for a substitute to be the goodness in our lives.
Absolutely.
Do you want to talk about
that's
that? Right. And then we'll go to Megan.
Absolutely we are, because, you know, we believe not what we profess we believe. You know, and that's what we were talking about this Wednesday night. When you want to know what you believe, look in what your actions are. That's where you believe. A lot of times we profess that I believe God is a good God and he's wants the best for me, but we're not living in that. So we didn't really accept it. We want to believe that, but we're not there yet. And so when you know God is a good God and that he just wants the best for us, then you grow in your faith because you're not looking for a substitute. You know, God's right there.
Amen. Megan, you're weighing on that, will you? She's right.
Yes, she is. Right on, girlfriend. You know, I just am hoping, and this should be everyone's goal, is I'm hoping that through my life, that my life is a reflection of the love of Jesus. Because great is thy reward in heaven. And that's something that I always think of is what I'm doing glorifying my Father? Is how I'm treating that person showing the love that Jesus showed when he walked this earth? Am I judging or am I loving? And am I being a disciple or am I being a human? And when you are faced in a situation, sometimes it's helpful to stand in front of the mirror and kind of have, I call it a come to Jesus meeting. Because who do you see when you look in the mirror? Do you see, are you reflecting the love of your Father in your life? Are you living out what you truly believe about your God? And if you believe that your God sends you into situations as punishment, you need to do some studying. You need to get to church.
That's right.
Because that perspective is off the face of the planet.
That's right.
Because that is not the truth. And it's time for us to realize where that evil's coming from.
Right.
It's time to realize, because it's time to let the devil know that even though that he walks around here and he thinks he's cute and he thinks he's funny and he thinks that he's got all these people fooled, well, you know what, Satan? Let us remind you of who wins in the end, because
Amen.
Your day is coming. And these Christians that you're picking on, we're going to stand up and we're going to be victorious, because that's the power that God gives us, that we have the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
Amen.
And it's time to stop letting the devil tread on your territory.
Woo! Amen, amen. And as we celebrate the goodness of God, we know that all things work together for good. We know it. It's not something that we struggle with, because the more you spend time in the Word, the more you realize God is good. And he loves us all the time, right? And he's got a purpose for us. He's got a plan for each of our lives. We quote around here Jeremiah 29:11-14 all the time. And it says that we have a future and a hope. God is not sitting ready to pound you in the ground every time you turn around and you walk in unbelief or disobedience or some sin or whatever. No, God is a good God, and he is always there with his arms wide open, Angel. He's always there. He has a plan for you.
Yes, he sure does. He has a plan for every one of us, and that plan is the perfect plan for who he created us to be. You know, it's not like he knows us so intimately. He knows our gifts, our strengths, our talents, our heart, and his plan is to use those things in a way that is perfect for each of us, and that's so individualizing. You know, I love that we have such a creative God who made all of us so unique, but we're all in his image.
So true. So true. We are. And with that plan that he has for us, he has a place where we're headed. This, when our earthly bodies wear out, or a disease overtakes them, or a traffic accident, or whatever it is, and we leave this earthly realm, it's not the end, because we have a good, good father. Talk about that, Megan. Where is your little son, Grayson?
Yeah. You know, I kind of want to speak on that tragedy that occurred, but yet the magnitude of what that tragedy left as an impact in my life and my family.
Please help us to continue bringing you the music of your life. Tell your...
Sorry, go ahead.
Oops.
Go ahead. Sorry, left a something open there.
It's fine. You know, it's there was the passing, but you know, the testimony that I got was that I knew that there needed to be another child, and to have that unrelenting faith in him, that he told me, yes, there's going to be another child, and that I surrendered again for another 9 months of unknowing the road, unknowing, because pregnancy is scary anyway, but not knowing that, you know, that it's like, could this baby have what he had? No, Megan, have faith in me. Have faith in me. And that walk strengthened me so greatly, and it changed my perspective on how hard to lean into him when things are tough, because when there's no place left to fall, you fall at your father's feet. And there's no greater place of solitude than to be right there. And even though in those moments that you can feel empty, you can feel lost, if you know how to grasp the hem of his garment, the healing that can occur in you during those times, it's life-altering. And you grow, you develop, and you can become a different person, and you can walk around with a different perspective, and people see that about you, and people are, they want to be around you, and it's like, it's not me, it's the light of my father that I choose to give him everything. And once that you're down there, that's where you go. You go to surrender. You fall at his feet, and you learn of his goodness in that toughest time in your life, and you learn, and you develop into this beautiful flower. And there's such growth during these times. We can't stress it enough that yes, it's hard, but instead of having the mindset of blaming anything and everyone for what's going on, just say, Lord, I'm done. I need you. I can only come through this because of you. You are my strength, and you are my guide. And let it all go. Give it to him, and watch what happens. It's amazing. I can't even put it into words. It will change your life.
It will. It truly, truly will. And you know, Megan, we're talking about this because we're talking about the goodness of the Lord, right? And so often we get so bogged down with the circumstances going on in the moment that we forget that God's nature is always goodness for us. And as you were sharing that, God told me to change the song I was going to do next. Megan, you and your mother sang this the very first time you came to Beacon of Hope several years ago. Behind the line of grace. What does that mean to you?
You know, Pastor, that's that same position.
Yeah.
Of being, you know, being prostrate on the floor.
Yeah.
And in a zone of safety.
Yeah.
That's what that song means to me, is that there is a place for you to retreat away from all of the garbage in this world. And it's behind that line.
Children quietly lie in wait while the battle rages on. Rules of this war say that God will always shield his own. And though afraid, danger well in sight, sometimes we're just too tired to try. He tells us to be still and know and wait behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see his face, but we're secure behind the line of grace. He will not withdraw his eyes from the righteous night or day. We may not always see him, but he knows the way we take. When we have no strength, no power to fight, and it seems like God is nowhere in sight, he steps in front of the enemy while we rest behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see his face, but we're secure.
That song. Wow. We're secure behind the line of grace. Angel, talk to us. We may not always see his face. There may be times we are just so bogged down, we don't know how we're going to rise out of this situation. But God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. And we got to keep reminding ourselves of that.
That's right. And he is good because of who he is, not because of who I am, and not because of what I'm doing, because of what he does and who he is. And we got to keep that focus, because I think we just have this mentality to either, you know, when things are going good in our lives, we try to take credit. And when things are not going good in our lives, we try to find someone to blame. And, you know, we got to stop that. And we got to realize it is behind the line of grace is our security, and we need to sit in that security.
What does that mean to the listener right now? They go, okay, I like that song. Tell me, how do I apply that in my everyday life? Angel, sure. And then Megan.
Well, that's by surrendering. First of all, surrendering what we're going through, surrendering who we are, surrendering our own plans for our lives, surrendering our own purposes, and laying them at his feet and trusting that his plans and his purposes and what he is doing is his perfect will for us.
Absolutely. Megan, talk to us about that. Behind the line of grace, girl.
Well, you know, I tell you, when I get up in the mornings and when I try to say it every morning, Lord, today's your day. Let's do this. You give me to do what I'm to do today, not me. And that day that I got to pray with a friend of mine in the grocery store was the day that my work day was just seemed really slow. And instead of getting upset, instead of thinking, well, here we go again, you know, instead of being negative, I stayed positive, and I was able to, when I was in working, I was able to take my time. I was able to stand and minister to people throughout the whole entire slow day that I was having. And instead of, like I said, instead of recognizing it as negative, I thought, I stepped out of there when I got done doing that one job, and I thought, wow, God, that is what I want to do. I want to go, and I want to go to the door, and I want to pray for people right there, not say, oh, I'll pray for you. I hope you get better. God bless you. No, I want to lay hands on people right then and there. I want to show people what my Father has done for me. I want to give that love to others.
Amen.
And that's the type of life that we need to live.
Right.
We need to be excited to be alive. We aren't just meant to just walk around and be depressed or walk around and just work and work and work and work and work. No, we're here to work for the Lord.
Amen.
And when you change your perspective on your life and you slow down and you tell him every morning, today's your day. Let's do this. God, show me what we're doing. Your day will be amazing.
Woo.
And any time you have that you can turn on some praise music and you can have a good old time, do it. Because it lifts your spirits and
it
sends the devil on a walk.
Oh, yeah, he can't stand
that. Because he don't want to be around it. He can't stand it.
Amen.
So, get behind the line, people.
Woo! Psalm 31, verse 19. I shared this morning at Beacon of Hope. But I'm in the Message Bible, Psalm 31:19. What a stack of blessing you have piled up for those who worship you. Megan, that goes right along with what you said. As you begin to worship, as you begin to get praise songs on, as you begin to change, it changes your perspective. What a stack of blessing you have piled up for those who worship you, ready and willing for all who run to you to escape an unkind world, to hide them safely away from the opposition. As you slam the door on those oily, mocking faces, that's the devil talking, you silence the poisonous gossip. Blessed God, his love is the wonder of the world. Trapped by a siege, I panicked. Out of sight, out of mind, I said, but you heard me say it. You heard and listened. Love God, all you saints. That's the key right there. And that's verse 23 of Psalm 31. Love God, all you saints. God takes care of all who stay close to him. Have we not been saying that this whole show? That's Psalm 31:23. I'm going to read it again. Love God, all you saints. God takes care of all who stay close to him, but he pays back in full those arrogant enough to go it alone. 24, be brave, be strong, don't give up. Expect God to get here soon. Angel?
Well, you know, and that is what we should be doing, is surrendering and drawing to him. And, you know, and as we're drawing close to him, he's changing us from the inside out. And we're being renewed and we're being transformed and we're growing in faith. And, you know, we start to face difficulty and challenges. And the more we grow our faith, the more we know he's got this. I just have to trust him. I have to be obedient to him. I have to surrender and watch him move the mountains in your world, in your life.
But, you know, it's a It's a perspective change, isn't it?
Oh, yes, completely.
A mindset change. You want to talk about that, and then we'll go to Megan for her input on that.
Well, you know, absolutely, because we have been so trained, you know, this all about me, you know, we focus on ourselves, my thoughts, my feelings, my plans, my. And instead of, you know, and it's, we're changing that mindset. It is not all about me. It is about him and me surrendering me to him and to his will and to his plans and drawing close and continuing to prioritize that and keep pressing forward with that, no matter what's going on around us.
And when we celebrate the goodness of God, we do not fall into the trap of the devil as often, I believe, Megan. Talk about that. When we're really celebrating that God is good, and we're it's in our mind, God, you're good. You got this. You have a good outcome for me. I don't know how it's going to turn out. I may go through a hard time, but I'm going to learn something good from it. Whatever it is, you got good coming out of this. Megan, talk to us.
Yeah, when you're in that zone, then when those pitfalls come, you recognize them at the snap of a finger. It's like you can feel that there's something off in the atmosphere, and
you're
you can
right.
recognize
you're right.
it immediately.
Yeah, you
it's
do.
Like, no, Satan, not today. Not today. I'm going to turn on praise music. I'm not going to be depressed today. I'm not going to do drugs today. I'm not going to talk gossip about someone. I'm not going to do that. I'm a child of the King, and I'm going to put on the armor today, and I'm going to cast you back to the pits of hell where you came from, because I'm behind the line of grace, and this is how my day is going to be. I'm going to worship the Lord, and I'm not going to fall into your trap. That,
woo!
there's a deciphering spirit that comes upon you, and you'll recognize it immediately.
Well, it's you're beginning to see good from evil. You're beginning
That's
to
right.
recognize the devil works to destroy, kill, to you know, get you all messed up and all mad and you go depressed and pull your covers over your head and go to bed and with your clothes on and all that kind of stuff. But that's not what God wants for you. God wants you to rise up and be a praiser and a
right.
worshiper in the middle of the struggle. Are there going to be struggles? Yes. But God has an answer for you. He wants you to become a warrior. Angel?
Absolutely. He's a good, good father, and he knows his plans, he knows his purpose, and we just have to trust them. You know, I've been working on a book, and one of my chapters I talk about, if you just watch Christ on earth and how he handled life, like, he knew what he was sent here to do, he knew his plans, he knew his purpose, and he trusted and surrendered completely to God the Father, and it didn't matter the storms that were happening around him, it didn't change who he was. That's where we need to be. That's where we need to be.
And so for us to get there, we've got to begin to recognize these attacks quicker, Megan. Talk to us about that, because that's where the devil slips in and gets us off guard when we're not reading the Bible, we're not praising, we are not spending time in the Word, all that. Go ahead, talk.
We do. We need to become in tune with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because without that coach, without that sideline coach, we're not prepared for battle. We're walking around missing half of our armor. And we've got to know the Word. We've got to know that prayer changes things. We've got to know that praise will bring glory and grace and peace.
Uh-huh.
And that praise changes the atmosphere.
Yes.
Praise changes your mood.
Mm-hmm.
Praise will change your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We need to learn. You know,
right.
we as people, we want to do better. We want to do better than this. We want to do better than that. We need to do better as Christians.
Yes.
We need to be better equipped to do the work of the Lord than we are right now, because a lot of us are walking around on autopilot,
mm-hmm.
and it's not good, because when you're walking around on autopilot, the devil's coming at you from every side.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You've got to be buckled down. You've got to be, you know, you've got to be undergirded in prayer. You've got to be protected. You can't walk around without protection. You need God. There's no other resource better than him.
You know, for a long time, I have been very, very good about wearing my seatbelt no matter where I go. And the other day, I got in the car and I thought, I only have to go over around the block. I'll just not put my seatbelt on. And then I thought, stupid? That's stupid. I know that seatbelts save lives. I know that, right? And so I am always very conscientious about clicking that thing. And if I don't, I get this beep, 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 beep in my car, right? So I went ahead and I clicked it. And I thought, you know, that is so like when we're on guard and we know that the word works. We know that confessing the word about our situation works. And yet we think, I can go a few days. I'm okay. I got enough word in me on Sunday morning. Boy, that was a service. Yeah, I'm okay. I'll get some more word in me in a week or two. Talk to us, Angel. That's as stupid as not wearing your seatbelt.
Well, you know, we do it. I think we get lazy or we just take things for granted, you know, and sometimes we think we can justify it like, oh, I'm just like with the seatbelt. You know, that's very common, especially for, you know, those of us who've grown up in the generation that we didn't start wearing seatbelts. No. So it had to become a new habit for us. And we have to think about it. And yeah, we do. We take it for granted. And we do that with God, too. We don't prioritize our time with him, our relationship with him. We kind of say, oh, I'll do that tomorrow. And we know what happens. Tomorrow never comes. You know, tomorrow something else is going to distract us. And we've got to stop and say, I know my God, who he is and what he's going to do in my life. I may not know the details, but I know what he has is his perfect plan and his perfect purpose. And I am choosing to continue to draw to him, because as I draw to him, he draws me in and he's changing
yes.
me.
Yes.
And so we got to do with that.
It's
you know?
A conscious decision,
yes.
right? It's a conscious decision.
Absolutely.
To get up and quote your scriptures and your affirmations of who God is for you. Best place to go is the book of Ephesians, if you don't know. That Ephesians is 6 chapters that we've been studying on Wednesday night. It's life-changing, reminding you of who you are. Talk to us, Megan.
Well, you know, I heard something really cool almost 2 weekends ago at church. It said we need to quit loving God for what he does for us.
Right.
We need to love him. We need to love
for
him
he
because
is.
He loves us
right.
and of who he is.
Yeah.
That he is our good, good father. That he is in our corner every second of every day, that we're never walking alone. And it, you know, we can't drill it into people's heads enough about how spectacular he is, how he wants to change your circumstances, how he wants to bless you. But you've got to get rid of the negativity. You've got to quit blaming him for what's going on.
Oh yeah.
You got to recognize where it's coming from.
Woo!
And then everything will be set apart.
You are so right. This song, I woke up the other night hearing it in my heart. I don't know who it's for. It may be for a lot of people. The Healing Has Begun by Matthew West.
You have carried the weight of your secret for way too long, thinking if there is a place called forgiveness, you don't belong. But freedom can never be found behind those walls. So just let them fall. Just let them fall. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun. Child, lift up your eyes, 'cause mercy remembers your name. And those tears you've been holding back, let them fall like rain. 'Cause today's the day. Yeah, today's the day. Oh,
holding on to their guilt, thinking they fell too far. So don't be afraid to show them your beautiful scars, 'cause they're the proof. Yeah, you're the proof. Oh, the healing has begun.
Amen.
The healing has begun.
Has the healing begun in you, dear listener? God wants to heal you. He wants to heal you of your wounds, your hurts, your frustrations, your grief, your sorrow, your pain. Has the healing begun in you? My prayer for you right now is that you allow the healing power of Almighty God to invade your space, to invade your life, to enter your heart, and that you would truly say, Lord, begin the healing in me that needs to happen so that I see God in who He is, the goodness that He is, and the way He wants to bless my life. And learn to let go of the pain and the hurt of the past, the agony of defeat, of loss, of grief. And say, Lord, here it is right now. I declare the healing has begun in me this day. God is good. He loves you. He's a good, good Father. He wants to bless your life. What a stack of blessings there is stored up for those who love Him and trust Him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows all those who put their trust in Him. I pray a blessing upon your life right now, that you would indeed have a turning point this day, and you will say, the healing has begun. I will let go of the past and move forward into the goodness of God in my life. I pray that for you, dear listener, wherever you might be. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Talk to us, Megan, an angel.
You know, I pray right now that the person that's listening to this recording or listening live now, that you become the healed one.
Amen.
That your current situation becomes your testimony.
Mm.
And that you want to discover mm-hmm. your Creator.
Mm-hmm.
That there is, right now, in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit goes out to those
yes.
in need right now.
Yes.
And creates that yearning
mm.
for what's missing.
Yes.
That they learn today that what's missing is the peace of God on
mm-hmm.
their life.
Yes.
And that the changer of all things is G-O-D with a capital G,
mm-hmm.
God.
Yeah.
And today is your day. There's no need to wait, because he has faced you this whole entire time. He's been in your corner. He's waiting for you to take that step. And when you make that one move,
yes,
he's right there. He doesn't have to travel a distance, because he's sitting in your home right now. He's sitting in your car with you. He's on that run with you. He is at work with you. He travels everywhere with you, mm-hmm. and he wants you to feel his presence.
Mm.
So let down the guards and let the prison walls fall today in the name of Jesus.
Ooh, amen and amen, angel.
Well, you know, I think one of the things I hear a lot in the counseling room is the lie that people believe that they're not good enough or mm-hmm. that they've done too many bad things mm-hmm. for God. Mm-hmm. And that's not true. And it's a lie. And he loves all of us equal. And he created each of us in his image. And he wants to set us free. And he wants to give us the good things. We have to trust that he can and he will and he does. Mm-hmm. And we have to stop buying the lie we're too bad or we're too this or we're too... No,
yes.
Stop.
Stop.
You have breath.
Yes.
He loves you.
Yes.
He's called you. He has plans for you. Mm-hmm. He has purpose mm-hmm. for you. Just reach out and accept
it. Take it. You know, I think there's been enough days in all of our past where we have lived in the pain, the hurt of situations, where we've lived in the error of our ways, so to speak, where we've made mistakes and we're still suffering from those mistakes, where we've just not been the people that God wants us to be. But God does not want you living back there. The healing has begun. He wants you to move forward from this point, celebrating the goodness of God, Megan. And he does not want you living back there in all that. You know?
That's right. And you know, Pastor, there's only one thing they have to do. They have to make a choice today
mm-hmm.
to say, God, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that it's been all about me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that I had my own agenda.
Yeah.
And Jesus, I don't want anything from you mm-hmm. but what you've already given me.
Yes.
I don't want anything more from you, God, than the love that you have for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you have to do. And if you don't know your Father, if you don't have him in your heart, then today's the day.
Yes.
That you give your life to the Lord. And that's all you have to do to make that first step is to take a fresh step. Today.
Amen.
Why stay where you are? Where has it gotten you? It's just getting you further and farther down into a pit of depression. And that's not where the children of the King need to stay.
Oh,
that's not
amen.
The life that they have been given. And boy, could we have not been more any clearer than we have been today on this radio
podcast. I totally agree.
You know, we have really laid it out there about yeah. how he is.
Yeah.
And this show, I've just got goosebumps.
Yes.
Just that the Holy Spirit
Whoa,
is so
powerful show.
Today across these airways that whoever hears it or whoever's listening, that he's talking to you right now and telling you to get up and claim your eternal life.
Amen.
Today is the day.
Amen. And when I hit end stream in here on one of these computers at the end of the show, it'll be on YouTube and you can go and watch it again. Go to Tan Talk Radio and go to the name of this show, Living the Good Life, and I have a date on it, which is 9/29/19. And it'll be on podcast here on tantalknetwork.com tomorrow. Angel, talk to us. Give us your thoughts. And Megan, you're exactly right on. You both are. You two are quite a team today. I mean, the three of us, we've had a really good time here
yes.
on the show today. I've loved every minute of it. Go ahead, Doctor.
No, this has been an amazing show. And, you know, I just want to encourage our listeners, like, you are not an exception. This is for you. This will change your life today. And like Megan said, if you don't believe, this is the time to start. And if you do and you need to grow, then reach out. Dare to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Dare to surrender to him.
Mm-hmm.
You will never be the same. Your life will not be the same. You know, it's just an amazing adventure with God.
It is. And it's every day is a new day. No good thing does he withhold for those who walk uprightly before him.
That's right.
No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly before him. The Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows all those who put their trust in him. What a stack of blessings the Lord has in store for those who trust him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. 20 seconds, final word, Megan. Same for you, Angel, before we get out of here.
Well, all I can say is you've been challenged today. A challenge to change your life.
Yeah.
And for the three of us that have spoken today, just look at the challenges that you've heard us speak of in our life, that you see the challenge that Beacon of Hope has went through in their 18 years of ministry and where they are today. Look at the challenge that Dr. Angel faced with starting her own business and how they are both flourishing. And I know in the spirit that he ain't done with anybody yet. I guarantee it. It's going to be, your life can be so changing and so powerful. Today, I challenge you to step out in faith and trust in your God.
Mm. Woo! So true.
Dr. So Angel. True. And you know what? Your life can be an amazing adventure. You know, he has come for freedom to set us free. Stop accepting bondage and shame and doubt and feeling like you're less than, and walk in the freedom that he's bought with a price and has for you. It's a gift. All you have to do is receive it.
Thank you, Angel Falzoni. Thank you, Megan Kramer. I love you both so very much. You're a wonderful asset in this radio team at Beacon of Hope Ministries. This has been the three of us, along with me, Pastor Marcia, bringing you the Word of God today. We welcome you to our services, 2058 Weaver Park Drive, Clearwater. We are easy to find between Drew and Sunset Point on Hercules, right off of Hercules. 2058 Weaver Park Drive, Sunday mornings, 10 a.m., Wednesday nights, Bible study at 6:30. God bless you, and God willing, and the creek don't rise. We'll see you right here next Sunday at 3 p.m.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.
I'm Ann Cates, the whistleblower who sparked the impeachment proceedings against President Trump over his conversation with the leader of Ukraine will appear before Congress. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff tells ABC's This Week that every effort will be